Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. Murder on the Sykes-Picot borders. On Tuesday, June 16, 2026, tragic events unfolded on the Sudanese-Egyptian border when Egyptian aircraft bombed gold miners in the Jabal al-Ahmar and Jabal al-Aqad areas. Media outlets reported casualties, but the information was conflicting due to the lack of official confirmation. Both the Sudanese and the Egyptian governments remained silent, with the exception of Amjad Farid, the political and foreign relations advisor to the head of the Sudanese Sovereignty Council. In a post on Thursday, June 16, 2026, on the X platform, he wrote, quote, Egyptian forces targeted Sudanese miners near the border last Tuesday, resulting in fatalities. This incident warrants serious and responsible action at the highest levels between the two governments. A week after the incident, the Egyptian army admitted to its heinous act. In a statement issued on Monday, June 22, 2026, its spokesperson said, quote, the Egyptian army and elements of the Ministry of Interior conducted a large-scale operation in the southern region against criminal hotspots, engaged in illegal activities including drug and weapons trafficking, illegal gold mining, and illegal immigration. The statement made no mention of casualties, but it did mention arrests of those it described as being involved in illegal activities. First, treating innocent minors with such cruelty, even if there are criminals among them, is an act not sanctioned by Islamic law. A campaign to apprehend the criminals could have been launched if that was the true reason. However, killing people in mass with aircraft is a barbaric act contrary to Islam. Allah Almighty says, وَمَنْ يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمُ خَالِدًا فِيهَا وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَلَعَنَهُ وَأَعَدَّ لَهُ عَذَابًا عَظِيمًا. And whoever kills a believer intentionally, their reward will be hell, where they will stay indefinitely. Allah will be displeased with them, condemn them, and will prepare for them a tremendous punishment. An-Nisa 92. Secondly, these agent regimes' insistence on maintaining borders drawn by the kafir, disbelieving colonizer, and their protection of these borders with aircraft and heavy weaponry, weapons turned against the people of the Ummah instead of the enemy, obligate the Ummah to reject these regimes and establish the Islamic system, the Khilafah, Caliphate, which abolishes these borders. Originally, Sudan and Egypt were one country divided by the kafir, British colonizer, who then created regimes to guard these borders. Third, the Sudanese government, too, after a full week, remembered that a grave incident had occurred to its citizens and wants to investigate the events. We don't know with whom this investigation will be conducted, with the Egyptian army, the perpetrators, or with the victims. The Ummah will not emerge from these tragedies and others except through diligent work to change this reality created by the kafir colonizer, and to establish a system that unites the nation and removes the Sykes-Picot borders. This is the system of Islam, the second Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, following the methodology of the prophethood, through which we will please our Lord and live under its shade with dignity and honor. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu istajibu lillahi wa lirrasul idha da'akum lima yuhyikum. O believers, respond to Allah and His Messenger when He calls you to that which gives you life. Al-Anfal 24. Ibrahim Uthman Abu Khalil, official spokesman of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Sudan.